Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for holding and welcome to the Yucatec's web conference to release results for the second quarter of 2014. We inform that all participants will be in listening mode only during the company's presentation, after which we will open a question and answer session when further instructions will be provided. In case any of you need assistance during the audio conference, please request the help of an operator by pressing star zero. Before we proceed, we would like to clarify that statements that may be made during this conference relating to the company's business perspectives, projections, and operational and financial goals are based on beliefs and premises of the Yucatec's board of directors, as well on information currently available for the company. These forward-looking statements are not guarantees of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and premises as they relate to future events, and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors must comprehend that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operational factors may affect the company's results and lead to results that are materially different. Now, I would like to offer the floor to Mr. José Antonio Goulart de Carvalho. Mr. José Antonio, you may proceed.
Hey, good morning to all of you, and thank you for joining us in this release referring to the second quarter of 2014 for Yucatec. We're going to begin the presentation on slide number one. In this slide, we have information on our operating revenues for the quarter that was 255 million, with a drop of -8.8%, and for the year, it is 518.5 million, with a lesser drop compared to the quarter last year. As in this quarter, we observed a growth of 4.2% in our revenues. This was an extremely difficult quarter. I have been in the company for several years, and I do not remember the last time that we registered a drop in invoicing. As I said, it is a very difficult quarter. It is also difficult for several other sectors of business, in general, difficult for all of our economy. This difficulty became ever clearer during the month of June. If we look at statistics, ABIPA, the sector of MDP panels, had a drop of 4.8% in June compared to 2013. Abramaki, with a drop of 5% compared to last year. These are significant drops that have had a considerable impact on our sector. In this very difficult context, we made great efforts in sales. We had a task force in the market. Nevertheless, the market was weak, not reactive. In the furniture sector, we had a lack of orders from the stores, and sales, therefore, were forced, and this causes problems in sales in terms of deadlines and prices. Despite these difficult conditions, we did carry out sales. Nevertheless, we had problems with billing. We ended up stocking up. We didn't go into that war price that was taking place. We were able to increase our inventory during this period. Production, once again, was very similar to that of last year, but we did have a lower sales volume. We foresee a slight improvement. We're going to speak about future events or events that are subsequent to this release. Nevertheless, I would like to focus on the month of June. Perhaps it's somewhat early to celebrate. We're going to have to see what happens in August. In July, after that first quarter, we were able to go back to fulfill the volumes that we had planned, and we foresee a price price recovery. We're not sure this will materialize, but we did go back to an invoicing that had been planned in our budget. This is good news. In this slide, besides the information referring to revenue, we have the breakdown of the revenue by product, and once again, the revenue by segment. There is nothing very novel here regarding previous periods. We continue on to slide 3. We have information on our wood segment. To the right in the pizza pie, you have the products that are part of the wood segment with their different shares. Besides the MDP, MDF, and fiberboard, we have the laminated flooring, as well as other products that come from our wood panels that are used for construction and for partition. They're all part of the wood segment, and they nowadays represent 7% of the revenues of the company. The wood segment represents 70 and some percent. During this quarter, if we look at the table to the left, we recorded a loss in revenue following the general losses in the company of 10%. This drop of revenue is lower for the semester, as in the first quarter of this year, we had a more stable invoicing with less drops of sales for the semester. When we look to the left, to the bar graph at the bottom, we have lost 10.6 in terms of volume. I'm sorry, 6.6% in volumes, compared to a market loss of 8.1%. And when we compare this with a 10.0 loss and 6.6%, we also had a reduction in prices. This was a very difficult period. We had to give in terms of prices and deadlines to be able to come to a situation of balance. In the quarter and in the semester, a lower drop in volumes, which we observe in the bar graph to the right. Now, what can we expect for the future? July was better, more aligned in terms of volume. And what we hope for the second semester, we're not going to be able to invert this. There is a favorable seasonality in the second semester, and normally the volumes are 20% better in the second semester than in the first semester. This already gives us some impulse. And in my opinion, and because of the proximity of elections, and if we look at the news in the newspapers last week, we see that the government is willing to inject resources in the economy to give greater dynamism to credit that is important for our sector. Therefore, we deem there will be an improvement in the second semester because of seasonality and because of the elections. On slide 4, we have information on the installed capacity utilization in the wood segment, beginning from left to right. In fiberboard, we had low use, 79%. Normally, this figure is 80 or 78%. For last year, we had a break in one of our lines during the period, which explains a large part of the lesser use. This has been normalized, and we hope not to have any surprises in the second and third quarters, or third and fourth quarters. In terms of HDF, MDF, we were at 86% utilization, somewhat lower than the normal 90 or 92%. We had a stop during the second quarter to conclude our investment in the equipment that applies the resin to the panels. The results are highly promising, and we're estimating that we can have considerable savings in resins, and if we annualize these savings, they could attain 8 million reais. Therefore, we did stop to be able to conclude this investment. The use of MDP and flooring represent 92% together, a normal utilization. And in the last column, a relatively similar utilization to that of last year. Once again, laminated flooring is impacted by seasonality. And we should remind you that the second semester is better than the first semester. We made investments at the beginning of 2013, doubling our capacity. At the bottom of the slide, we have information on the breakdown of costs for different panels, those with resins and the non-resin panels. This is merely informative, and we draw attention to the topic of resin that continues to be at higher levels than last year. This quarter, there was an increase in the price of resins. It is 8% above of what we had last year, but there has been a slight cut in cost in the last quarter. It was 20% greater than last year. There has been a reduction, but the price is still higher. If we look at the presentation we made in the first quarter, resin represented 27% in the cost of panels. It is now 23%. In terms of fiberboard, that is to say the non-resin panel, there are no novelties. This is merely informative, showing how we set up our account. We go on to slide 5, paint segment. Once again, this was not a positive quarter for us and for the market. At the right, you see the semester reports. We had a drop of 1.5, and the Abrafati market dropped 1.9%. When we look at the graph to the left, we see a reduction in revenue of 4.7% for the quarter. Because of June, there was a drop in volume. We were 12% behind in our paint volume compared to the same period in 2013, and the drop of revenue was lower. And in the semester where we have a drop of 1.5, there is a drop in volume but an increase of revenue of 7.4%. As you can see, there has been a price increase compared to last year. And we have drawn attention to this differently from the panel segment, where there is that supply and demand law that controls prices. In the paint segment, although there is a much larger installed capacity than demand, we're very careful when it comes to margins. We have a more controlled behavior because of this. And as there is a price pressure, there is a reaction in prices. We tend to preserve our margins. In terms of our capacity utilization, it is of approximately 52%. We have quite a large facility when it comes to paints with growth year after year. These represent important investments, allowing us to look forward, and the company can continue to grow and invest if necessary. In the pie chart, breakdown of costs, and once again, no novelty compared to the data shown before. On slide number 6, this is a summary. We have already spoken about our revenues with a drop of 8.8% for the quarter and for the year, minus 2.6%. In the first quarter of this year, we had grown 4.2%. And we go on to gross margin that registers a lower volume, less sales, less price decrease, and lower prices, as we mentioned. We had a drop of 4.6 points for the quarter, 2.9% for the semester. The first quarter was better than the second quarter in terms of administrative and selling expenses. In real terms, there is a drop, And this is important. We had a drop of almost 5% in expenses with administrative sales, but with a drop in invoicing, the representativity of these vis-a-vis our revenues is 1.9. The result of this is an EBITDA that last year had been 21.4. It drops to 17%. For the semester last year, it was at 19.2, which means that the accumulated is 17.6 with a drop. Profit also has a drop due to the lower invoicing, and of course the impact on profit is great. There was a drop to 7 million. In slide number 7, we have information referring to our indebtedness. As I mentioned throughout this very brief presentation, we increased our inventory. Our production was normal. The sales were below normal. That is why we have a great deal of stock. The sales that we carried out in many cases were based on concessions in terms of terms, and all of this leads to an increase of investment in working capital, along with a lower cash generation, as you saw in the previous slide. And because of this, we have an increase in indebtedness. We have a growth of 5 to 6% in gross debt compared to the last quarter, 3 million reais. And because of the drop in cash generation, our debt-EBITDA ratio is 1.7. I believe that in the second semester, as mentioned previously, the environment will not be adequate for price recovery. Perhaps we will be able to do this. We will normalize our volumes, and this should allow the company to have better results. And we hope to get to more adequate levels during the second semester. Investments in slide number 8, a total of 55 or 56 million during the first semester. These investments will have a drop during the second semester, reaching 40 or 40 some million reais. A large part of this is due to forestry investments, but also investments in our factories for two different aspects: to maintain our activities and investments that are geared towards reducing costs. I mentioned one of this, which was for resins in the HDF, MDF plant, where we have had a significant drop in consumption and in the amount in reais. And we have also invested in thermal energy, in MDF, in Salto and Botucatu. And in terms of thermal energy, we should have a significant cost reduction. And finally, we go on to slide number 9. That is merely informative. We know that our activity depends on forests. We have 77 farms planted, all in the state of Sao Paulo, with 46,000 hectares. We mention this often because it allows us to be self-sufficient. We have the average radius that varies according to the farm that we collect our trees on. This year, this information is not here, but this year we're going to renovate 3,500 hectares of forest. I use the word renovate because after investing in surveys and studies, we have come to very important conclusions that will have an impact on our investments in forestry. We have seen that in some of our farms and in some of the clones, due to the weather conditions, we can go to a process where we do not necessarily have to eradicate and plant once again. this could have a significant impact in our disbursement in forests. It could represent 60% of the cost compared to a new plantation. And once again, based on these studies and tests and observations carried out in areas that are experimental, we have come to realize that some clones and some areas do not represent a loss of productivity. Because of this, we can have lower investments in forests with very similar results. Therefore, beginning this year already, we are renewing a significant volume of forests, greater than what has been shown to you in the bar graph to the left. We're going to renew 5,300 hectares, of which 3,500 will be felled and replanted, 1,800 hectares are with plants or regions where this will not work very well, and because of this, we're going to create new forests. We continue with our recycling program that allows us significant savings and allows us to be environmentally positive. Once again, this is what we wanted to present to you regarding the second quarter, and we are now at your entire disposal for possible comments or questions. Thank you. We will now go on to the question and answer session. To pose a question, please dial star 1. To withdraw the question from the list, dial star 2. Our first question comes from Mrs. Bettina Rocha from Merrill Lynch. Good morning, and thank you for the presentation. I have two questions of clarification. The first refers to prices. You mentioned that there was a price war in the wood segment during the second quarter, and we have seen the drop in your results. Which were the discounts or rebates that were given in the price of timber on the average at the end of the quarter? This is the first question. The second, you mentioned that demand improved in July and possibly will continue to improve in August. To quantify this year after year, there was an 8% drop of demand. And what will happen this year compared to last year? Thank you very much. Good morning, and thank you for the questions. When it comes to prices, this is a question in which there is a variation because the mix has an impact on the final result of our revenues. At least this is the viewpoint of Yucatex, that it was 8% this quarter below what we are practicing. When it comes to volume for the third quarter, it's somewhat difficult to make forecasts, but I think we will be able to work at the levels that are similar to those of last year. We hope to work, not only us, but also the market, in alignment to what we were able to do last year. Evidently, if we are aligned to last year, we will still not recover the losses that we had in the first semester. The end of year will close below last year, but I believe that the losses will be stagnant during this period. Thank you very much. 8%, therefore, is what you mentioned, depending on the mix. Thank you very much. Thank you. Once again, I would like to remind you that to pose a question, please press star 1. To withdraw your question from the list, dial star 2. Our next question is from Mr. Marcelo Mizani from Itaú. A good morning to all of you. My question refers to the market. I have been speaking to some people from the industry, and I see that in general they have tended to stock up. My question, therefore, is the following. In a context with low sales and with high stocks among the players, if there is a need for the market to reduce prices to motivate demand, or if it is necessary to rebuild the stocks? This is the first question. The second question refers to the competition. If the players are truly practicing lower prices, if the industry has become more aggressive in terms of prices, or if people are trying to maintain the prices in the expectation to see what will happen in August, where we will have a clearer view of the market. Which is my opinion. Evidently, I am referring to the company. In fact, this was a period in which the companies had greater stocks, despite the fact that we don't have a very precise information on this, but many of the units had to stop. We had the news that many of our competitors took advantage of this period to advance their maintenance and to have a lower level of stocks. But the truth is that this sector worked with high levels of inventory. Now, if this could translate into future price reductions, I deem this to be not very probable. The inventory reductions were significant, and we can't completely do away with our cost structures and profitability. We need to maintain these. And motivating demand in our sector, our sector is not very flexible, and I use this as an example. I use the automotive market as an example. They depend a great deal on price. This is very important in terms of value, and this industry is very sensitive to price. Our sector is not very sensitive to price, and I believe that there is a consensus in terms of this among competitors due to the scant flexibility and due to the drop in profitability of companies and the drop in prices. I particularly do not believe the prices will drop even further during this second semester. What we foresee is at least stability. And depending on the behavior of economy, once again, I do have expectations because of the elections and because of the seasonally strong second semester. Perhaps there will be some space for adjustment, increasing prices, but I don't think we will have to lower our prices. I hope to have answered your question. Yes, thank you very much. And stability, therefore, means that the discounts that we're giving during the month of June and July will be maintained. You will maintain that price level for the coming month, and you will not increase your prices to the period pre-rebate. Yes, all of this will have to be analyzed. We had a promising month in July. We need to further analyze August. And perhaps we can rebuild our prices. I thought that you had asked me if I thought our prices would deteriorate even further, and I once again insist that this will not be the case. I foresee a scenario of stability with a possibility of rebuilding our prices depending on how the market behaves. Once again, July was a positive month. We will see what happens in August. Thank you. Once again, to pose a question, please dial star 1. As there are no further questions, we would now like to give the floor back to Mr. Jose Antonio for his final considerations. Mr. Jose Antonio, you may proceed. I would like to thank those that have been with us. In the last slide of the presentation, we have the IR team for the company. They are at your entire disposal if you have any further questions. I would like to say the following. I can't call it optimism, but I am somewhat more enthusiastic about the second semester because of the behavior of July. We're going to analyze the month of August, but we're going to go into a period where perhaps activities will not become normal, but because of seasonal effects, will be better than the first semester. Thank you very much and have a good day. The Yucatex web conference is closed. We would like to thank you all for your participation and have a nice day.